USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As people in Tupelo, Mississippi continue to clean up after tornadoes ripped through their area on Sunday, much of northern Georgia is under tornado watch until late this afternoon. A radar-confirmed tornado touched down earlier today, causing some damage in the Atlanta area. Wisconsin authorities are identifying the murderer who fatally shot two people and injured another at a casino complex. The murderer was 62-year-old Bruce Poffel, who had been recently fired from a restaurant on the property.
The Green Bay Police Department was able to engage and neutralize a suspect outside of the complex. On the north side of the building, the lone suspect was pronounced dead at the scene.
Brown County Sheriff Todd Delane saying the lone suspect shot three restaurant employees with a 9mm handgun before officers neutralized the threat. USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Alaroot for our newest sponsor, Asset Strategies, or ASI for short. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free health care for illegals. Bailout broke cities and states. The debt is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Chekin, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1-ounce Silver Eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Alaroot Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Or visit AssetStrategies.com.
As people continue to be vaccinated in the United States, the focus now turns towards global vaccine distribution.
The White House says it will begin talks with the World Trade Organization to find more ways to distribute COVID vaccines globally. White House Chief of Staff Ron Klain said Sunday that U.S. Trade Representative Katherine Tai will begin talks with waiving patent rules to allow more countries to produce generic versions of the shot, a major component of those discussions. Last week, the U.S. began sending more raw materials for the production of vaccines to India, and authorized the release of 60 million doses of AstraZeneca vaccine from a stockpile that built up while the company awaits an emergency use authorization from the FDA. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
NASA's Mars helicopter is being given a new mission. It will soon begin one-way flights to act as a scout for the nearby Perseverance rover. The helicopter, named Ingenuity, made history 2 weeks ago today with the first powered flight on another planet. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
A boat crash off the San Diego coast is being investigated as possibly human smuggling. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, Lance Pry has the details.
The exact cost of human lives lost at the U.S.-Mexico border is unknown, but it is continuing to deteriorate. And Sunday, tragedy strikes again. Officials in San Diego, California report at least 4 illegal immigrants died and many more were injured when a human smuggler's overloaded 40-foot wooden vessel crashed into a reef and disintegrated off the coast of Point Loma. Jeffrey Stevenson is with Customs and Border Protection.
So every indication from our perspective is that this was a smuggling vessel used to smuggle migrants into the United States illegally. We haven't confirmed the nationality of the people involved, but our agents are with many of them at the hospital. And the man who we believe was the operator, agents are with them, and a suspected smuggler, but the investigation is still unfolding.
Stevenson said the destroyed boat appeared to be attempting to blend in with commercial vessels before capsizing onto the rocky coastline.
The president and first lady are in Southern Virginia visiting an elementary school. It's part of his pitch for the sweeping new infrastructure program and its effects on schools. The Bidens interacting with the teacher and students in some classrooms. One teacher talking about what she did when the students were learning from home.
At one time, we were teaching concurrently, where I had some friends at home, and then I had my in-person friends. But we have recently moved to all in-person.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.